Hello, everybody, and welcome to All Sports Best, the podcast. I'm Trey Gonzalez, and I'm very excited for today's guest. His name is Andrew Kirkland II, and otherwise known as the Fireman. How you doing today, Andrew?
I'm doing awesome. How are you doing?
Doing very well. You played for the University of Washington. You're getting ready to get to go pro. So I've got plenty of questions for you, and I'm going to start off today's questions with, what did you do for Valentine's Day?
All right, so for Valentine's Day, me and my girlfriend live 3 hours apart right now. She lives up in Seattle, and I'm down in Portland. So she's coming down here this weekend. We're going to go hit Pelp Golf, eat some good food, go to a little Italian restaurant downtown, and just enjoy the weekend together.
Very good, very good. So you're going to get the party started this weekend. You're not worrying about it this week.
Yeah, no, definitely this weekend for sure.
So I got to ask, I mean, just to kind of get us rolling as well, the Fireman, how'd you get that nickname?
That nickname came around probably my sophomore year college, and we had a lot of guys and people were getting hurt. No, I had been getting some reps with the ones, and I knew what I was doing. And so our right tackle gets hurt. I go in, play first game, SC. It was awesome.
Nice.
And a little bit later that year, our left tackle goes down. I step up, play left tackle for the rest of the season, carried on. And so kind of that nickname came around was, I wasn't starting necessarily before that, but, when that happened, Coach P would be like, oh, there's a fire. Got to send the fireman in, which me, I'd go put out the fire, if someone gets hurt, someone can't play, I'd be the fireman to go put out that fire and still play to the standard that we upheld on the offensive line.
Wow. So you're the guy. You are the guy you go to when there's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to think of myself as that.
That's awesome. Okay, so I'm going to start you off with what attracted you to football in the first place. Who got you started? What got you started?
So what got me started with football was I had always been watching the game. My parents watched it. My grandparents watched it. And I was just kind of, what sounds like a fun thing to go do? And there's a local program, Westview Youth Football, relatively close to my house. And I started playing second grade, probably the biggest kid out there. I thought it was really fun because you got to go out there and hit people and make some new friends.
Right.
And it was just very enjoyable. There's something special about it. Can't really put a name on it, but I feel like most football players and athletes kind of feel a draw or instant connection toward that sport once you first kind of see it and realize what they're doing and get excited about it.
So a lot of your fans know you from the University of Washington. And so just kind of if you could bridge that gap between where you got started and how you got to University of Washington to be a Husky, could you just tell me what's your story?
Yeah, of course. So I grew up in Portland, Oregon, northwest Portland, Bethany area. I had a really great upbringing. Both my parents were around. I have two younger sisters who are phenomenal people. I started playing football in the second grade. And I also played other sports. I played basketball and I did track too. I think basketball helped a lot with my footwork and coordination and, kind of learning how to move and be an athlete.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, growing up playing football all through eighth grade, and I wanted to, go on and play in high school. So I decided to go to Jesuit High School in Beaverton.
And you got? Did you get to choose which high school you went to?
Yes.
Oh wow!
Yes,
okay. So it's open enrollment.
Yeah, Jesuit High is a private Catholic high school.
Okay.
So I have to do the application process and interviews, and I got accepted. So it was awesome. They had a great program, and academics, which is key. So I get there and you're kind of walking around, touring the campus, and I run into Ken Potter, the head football coach. And this was before I had my first class or anything like that. And he's like, oh, wow, you're a big kid. You should come play football. I was like, you know, that's a great compliment because I knew who he was, and I knew he was done with that program. And I was excited, you know, to get out there and, you know, go do like a little freshman orientation football camp. And did that, you know, played right tackle. I initially wanted to go in and think I was going to be a tight end, but, you know, I think O-line worked a little bit better.
Right. Yeah. I mean, whatever works, right?
Yeah. So start playing offensive line, start the whole season. Awesome. And I had this reckoning moment where I got invited to FBU Football University. And that's a camp where they have, you know, elite freshmen, sophomores, you know, come out for a few days to their facilities or they're using, and you get to train with some NFL coaches, and they give you some tips, tricks, tactics, all these things. And at the end, they'll have your parents come with you, and they'll sit down and have a realistic conversation with you about, oh, do they think you can play in college? And they told me that I had the size and potential to play in college. So that was a wake-up call to myself. I was like, okay, cool, awesome. I have a chance. And this was in the summer of my freshman year.
And this kind of sparked your determination to kind of go and kind of take this to the next level. Was that kind of like your moment?
Yeah, that was for sure the moment. So, you know, I was sitting in the car ride home. I was like, oh, well, I could possibly, you know, play in college. I don't know where. I was like, this is great. I have an opportunity to earn a scholarship, to get my degree, and play football at the same time. What's better than that, right?
Right.
So I had this mindset change, and when I got back to Portland, I was curious about if they had, like, open gym hours and how that worked, because I wanted to get, you know, start working out, getting more engaged at the gym, to get stronger and faster for the upcoming sophomore season. So I really started working out in there, and I saw the varsity guys, and they approached me, and we're just talking, and they're like, oh, do you really want to, you know, be on varsity this next year? I'm like, yeah, I'd love that. So they kind of took me under their wing. We started doing a lot of workouts.
That's awesome.
On the field. Yeah, it was awesome. I love those guys for that. We started doing, yeah, on the field workouts and weight room workouts, you know, just to bring the whole total package together. And I got a lot stronger and faster and better at my craft.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Makes a lot of sense. Awesome. So after the training and all of that it took to kind of become that D1 potential athlete, you know, what kind of offers did you get?
I didn't get any offers my sophomore year. I was still on JV, but I swung up to varsity. But that you know, kind of kicked into gear, you know, a little bit more motivation for the next junior year. And junior year passed, and toward the end, I got called into Coach Potter's office, and he's like, hey, there's someone like wants to come talk to you, and there's a Portland State coaches. He called me and my buddy Doug Brenner in there, and he's like, hey, how would you guys like to continue playing football with a guy who was already there? And we're like, what, really? This is awesome, you know. Sweet. And I got my first offer from them, so that was pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah. And then was that when you got more offers after that? Was it your senior year that you kind of got interested in going to UW? Or?
Yeah. So kind of after I got that first offer from Portland State, the offers kind of trickled in from there. And I had been going to, you know, all the camps like NFTC and, you know, different college camps around, along the West Coast. And I got a mail from UW, and it was like one of their camp letters, and I asked my parents to go, and we weren't sure if it was going to work out, just, you know, due to the timing of everything. We ended up being able to go, and I went there. We're doing one-on-ones, and Coach Cazzetto had Kit putting me at different spots on the offensive line, going against all, like, the best defensive guys there, and he goes and gets Coach Sark, Coach Sark comes over. I do like, you know, 10, 15 more, you know, one-on-ones. I was went in doing really well. And it was exciting.
Yeah.
And so, you know, after camp wraps up, Coach Cusetto pulls me aside and we're walking along the field. And he's like, what would you do if I offered you right now? And I was like, oh, yeah, I talked to my parents. But he's like, I was like, I'd really like to come here.
Wow.
He's like, okay. He's like, okay, well, Coach Sark wants to meet tomorrow morning. And I was like, awesome. Like, this is great. And so I go after camp. I tell my mom. I call my dad because my dad was at work. My mom took me to the camp. And my dad drives up immediately to my cousin's house, which we were staying at in Redmond, Washington. And so we go there the next morning. It's him with Coach Pow Pow, Coach Nansen, and Coach Cusetto. And we're all at the Dempsey Indoor. And, you know, they formally offered me a scholarship then and there.
Wow. So what a clutch camp performance to kind of get you to the D1 level in the place that you wanted to go. That's insane.
It was a great feeling. Just kind of the energy felt right. I had felt good. My body felt amazing. And I was just ready to go put in the work. I kind of had that mindset of, you know, you will not beat me today. You will not beat me. I'm trying to get a scholarship offer. You know, that ultra competitive mindset, you know, that all elite athletes have. And that was going on in my mind. And I was like, it's time to show out. I've been training, been working my whole life up to this point. I got to show out and, you know, get things done. And, you know, I thank the Lord every day that it did.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. And it's great. This story is great because I know a lot of high school kids that are kind of looking forward to, you know, they want to go to college. They want to make it to the pros. And it's like, you know, maybe they think that some people just kind of got there just kind of because of who they are. But it's great to hear kind of like a come up story. You know, didn't get offered to the place you wanted to go until your senior year, and you kind of just did your thing. It's awesome. So I got to ask you next up is just, you know, you went to UW. Did you love it there?
Absolutely. UW is one of the most incredible places I've ever been. You know, the coaching staff, the campus, the professors, just incredibly beautiful people, and it's just amazing to be there. They're so kind and caring, and just a wonderful, wonderful spot to be.
So, aside from the awesome, solid atmosphere, what were some of the perks of just playing Division I football for a big program like that?
Woo! We had a lot of awesome perks and cool stuff. We had a lot of gear they would give us, workout gear. Just random sweatshirts, shoes, shirts they'd give us. You know, we had a nutritionist who would work with us. We had a fuel bar where they, you know, make smoothies and snacks and, you know, all sorts of good stuff for us to, you know, come and eat. We had a top-tier weight room, amazing weight room staff. We had academic tutors who would come help us, you know, if we needed help, and they're always there. Wonderful support system. I think that was probably one of the biggest things that I noticed that D1 has, is a really strong support system for all the student athletes, which is really good. You know, other than that, you know, we had sweet jerseys. We had,
yes, you do.
we had those. We had a bunch of different uniform changes and shoes and cleats, and, you know, just being able to have that, you know, I was really blessed.
Did you guys get any extra things when, say, you went to a bowl game or you showed some excellence in your sport?
Yeah. Whenever we went to bowl games, you know, we get to keep our jersey for that bowl game, and we usually come back with, you know, a nice Fossil watch, beautiful watches. We come back with some rings, and depending on the bowl game, we'd get some gifts. Like, we went to the Fiesta Bowl this year. We got a brand new PlayStation.
Dang.
4 Pro, which is, you know, a couple $100s. And, you know, some other bowl games, you get some speakers and gift cards and some really cool experiences. And the hotels and the amenities there were unbelievable also.
So could you just tell me, and I know this might be somewhat of a backtrack, but just what did it mean to you to be a Husky altogether?
It means I'm representing something, someone bigger than myself. you know, it's a band of brothers. It's a team that goes back, you know, hundreds of years. It means integrity, you know, first-class excellence on and off the field. It means, you know, always giving 100% in everything you do, no matter what. It's doing the right things, helping other people. It's about, you know, having fun, being a good guy, you know, being a real man, as Coach Pete says. And it's just, it's a bigger sense of, like, community. There's a lot of people around, and it means you're just representing a legacy that's bigger than yourself.
So to get all of these wins, to do really well at UW, to be, you know, an excellent Husky, there's a lot of training that goes into it. So that's my next question. What kind of training did you do? Were you put on a nutrition plan? Did you have a pregame routine? What all went into your preparation for just playing the game well?
Yeah. So we would get training table, you know, every day, right after practice, around 11 o'clock. And our nutritionist is a phenomenal lady. She would get us, you know, these wonderful meals. And we had Italian food, Mexican food, seafood, Thai food, burgers and salads, and all the, you know, Powerade and water we could possibly drink. So, you know, we had an awesome training staff, training table. Our nutritionist was great, you know, and she would meet with people individually and come up with an eating plan. Oh, you need to weigh, you know, lose weight, gain weight, maintain weight, and, you know, you kind of sit down with her and, you know, kind of figure out an eating plan that would work well for you. And she would be up there, too, to help you if you had any questions or if you needed anything or wanted to know more about what you needed to be doing to, you know, maintain or lose, gain, you know, your weight.
Wow.
And, yeah, no, it was awesome. The support system's crazy, crazy good. And it's kind of like my pre-game routine. I'd always eat the same thing at the hotels. Forgot to mention this earlier, but the hotels, you know, normal travel, humongous perk because of the food and, you know, the rooms and all that stuff.
Dang, this is all really cool to hear, because of course it's something that an athlete dreams of, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Always going to dream of, you know, eating all the best food and sleeping in the best hotels and, you know, being with your guys. But my pregame routine would start the night before. I go downstairs, get my little cup of hot cocoa, you know, sit at our table, you know, go get my pasta or ravioli, depending on what they had. Yeah, I'd get a big old piece of steak, and I'd make myself a salad, and I'd eat that every single Friday night before the game.
Wow.
You know, same amount. You know, I try and keep it really consistent, you know, just so I can, you know, be in my routine. And after that, after dinner would end, you know, I'd go grab probably 4 bottles of water and 3 bottles of Powerade, take it up to my room, try and drink it all that night so I'm hydrated for the game the next day. And, you know, we'd have snack afterwards. So I'd make myself a big old sandwich, and we'd have some ice cream and cookies. So I'd take that back up to the room, you know, be just like watching, you know, football or kind of whatever's on that Friday night. And, you know, hydrating and eating good, so I'm nice and full and ready to go for Saturday. And on Saturday, wake up, have breakfast. My breakfast would change. I didn't like to keep that the same. So I have breakfast, and we'd have snack and then dinner, because it was this last season we had pretty much all night games.
That's cool.
Yeah, no, I liked it because, you know, you got to take some naps during the day for, you know, about an hour or so, which is right. Nice. And we leave the hotel. You know, we start barking on the bus right at a certain point, you know, shaking the bus, all that. You know, we link arms, walk across the field, and I go in the locker room, and, you know, I try and get dressed as fast as I can so I have enough time to chill, get my mind right and ready for the game. And, you know, just drink some more water. But, yeah, just listen to music and, you know, get ready. That's my pregame routine.
What would you say is your favorite memory, just your favorite overall memory in college football?
My favorite memory was, by far, my very first start against USC, because we were the underdogs going down into the Coliseum. You know, we haven't played them in a few years, and it's a pretty hype game because we're playing Coach Sark, and with a bunch of the guys who, like, he recruited with us at UW. And, you know, we're playing them, and it was my first start against great guys who are, I think, in the NFL today. And it was really fun going down there in that atmosphere. You know, I told my parents, and my mom was crying, and she was ecstatic when I told her I was going to start. And that was really fun to be able to tell them, you know, hey, I'll be there. So they came down to watch. They came to every game.
Dang.
They came down, you know, came down to watch. And it was a lot of fun because I played pretty well. And, you know, beating them was, you know, a lot of fun, especially down in their house, my first start.
Right. Nothing like the first time, right?
Nothing like the first time.
So can you tell me a little bit, I'm going to flip the script here, an embarrassing moment that you've had?
Oh yeah. An embarrassing moment for me. So, you know, my true freshman year, and I am, you know, sitting in the dorms, you know, school really hasn't started yet. Sitting in the dorms, relaxing, and I look at my phone and I see a text message saying kind of like, where are you?
Wow.
I was like, oh, like what happened? And I call my buddy and he's like, hey, where are you at? I was like, what do you mean where am I at? I'm like, I'm at the dorms. Where are you? He's like, the whole line's watching a movie right now. Where are you? And so I was just kind of like running down there. And I was like, well, what happened? You know, because everyone was down there is watching I can't remember the name of the movie, but it was pretty embarrassing because, you know, he forgot to tell me and I had no idea where anybody was. But yeah, it's kind of embarrassing.
So just kind of
like, oh, hey, guys.
Running up on the scene just completely by yourself.
Yeah, showing up by yourself, anything. Just what a horrible, horrible feeling.
Well, you know, other than that, it sounds like playing Division I football for the University of Washington was an outstanding experience. I wish anybody that wants to reach that, you know, that their wish get granted, because that's amazing. It just sounds like the best thing ever.
It was an amazing time. I really appreciate every single second of it.
What have you been doing to prepare for professional football now that you're done?
Yeah, so currently I'm training over at E-Force in Lake Oswego and soon to be in Clackamas. You know, it's a group of five guys. And we are training Monday through Sunday, pretty much, you know, the weekends for recovery. But training there, doing a lot of speed work and weight room work, seeing my body right and feeling fresh. I'm getting some physical therapy work just to make sure my muscles, joints, ligaments are, you know, firing properly, working correctly. And I'm also getting some, you know, extra position work during the week, too. So I got some pretty busy days. We're going from, you know, 8 to about 3 Monday through Friday, and then Saturdays and Sundays is just kind of rest and recovery days. So, you know, get some, you know, bike work in and stretching, foam roll, ice baths, Epsom salt baths. And it's kind of like those things just to refresh and recuperate your body, you know, to get ready to go back on Monday.
So kind of what I'm hearing here is that right now what you're doing is paying attention to detail, and that's the most important thing, getting ready for the professional football.
Yeah, I definitely think so, because football is a very technical and detail-oriented game, so kind of making sure everything I can do personally to get myself there and in the best position to be able to perform at pro day, so scouts can see, you know, make sure, you know, we're doing hundreds of repetitions of, you know, the drills we're going to be doing at pro day. So just making sure, you know, my steps are right, my speed's right, and, you know, my mindset is totally right and focused for, you know, probably the biggest interview of my entire life.
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple more things on your next step, and that is, well, first off, what is your favorite football team?
My favorite football team right now, I'm going to have to go with the Washington Huskies.
Okay.
I can say that.
You have to say that? It's kind of like a disclaimer?
favorite team right now. And, any NFL teams, I like them all. I've always just been more of a, growing up college football fan myself. And, right now I'm really excited, for the chance, the opportunity, to be able to go out and perform in front of all these scouts and, show them that I'm capable of playing at that next level.
So you don't have any preference?
I have no preference. I will play for whoever.
Okay, so when the Browns call me and ask me, where does Andrew – is Andrew interested in us? I'm going to have to tell him yes. You know that, right?
Absolutely. I would love for you to tell him that.
Okay, so tell me, where do you see yourself in a year from now?
Ideally, in a year, I see myself – on a 53-man roster playing in the NFL. That is a dream. That is the goal. I'm going to do everything in my power to get there.
Okay. And now I'm going to move it even further. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
5 years? Still playing in the NFL on a 53-man roster,
Right.
On that contract and really just grinding, trying to make my team the best team that can possibly be.
Are there any awards or any goals that you have set for yourself, not just to get to the NFL, but to also, achieve some type of excellence in maybe a certain category in the NFL?
Being a rookie of the year as an offensive lineman would be pretty awesome.
yeah.
But, I think the biggest goal for me, just starting on a team would be probably the biggest goal for me personally right now.
I'm going to be very happy when we go back and listen to this and you're starting from year 1 through 5. That'd be insane.
I would love that so much.
What, and I was actually asking around, what should I ask Andrew, about, his career and his future and things like that. Somebody asked me to ask you, what are your plans after football, after playing in the NFL? Okay. And hopefully, let's say playing in the NFL for 10, 15 years. But, what would your plans be after that? Do you have anything in mind?
Yeah, absolutely. So after that, I'd like to put my degree to good use. And I'd like to, start working in the business world, somewhere around in tech. I'd like to do that, marketing, analytics, something to kind of use my brain and figure out problems, analyze certain issues and, work on those, solve a problem. But I'd also... along with that, I'd love to start a foundation for underprivileged kids and youth, kind of high school age to like middle school age, somewhere around there. I'd love to start a foundation for them, to help mentor them and, give them guidance on, how to get to college if athletics doesn't work or, what's the best route to take, after college and, just kind of like mentor them and show them that, just because society has given up on them, that there's still people out there who want to help them and who want to see them succeed.
That's awesome, man. You're the exact guy that everybody wants to root for. So it's nice to hear these kind of things, coming from a guy that's, headed in, in the way of following his dreams, really. We're sponsored by Kaleidoscope's Ice Cream and More, Albertson's Market, Farm Bureau Insurance, and Constructors, Inc., I'm doing this thing for you. It's called Rapid Fire, and I haven't asked you any of the questions before, but I'm going to hit you with a few things that you'll definitely know off the top of your head. Are you ready for that?
I am ready.
All right, so let's fire away. Number one, favorite color?
Favorite color is blue.
Favorite second sport?
Basketball.
Favorite food?
My mom's fried chicken.
Nike, Adidas, or Under Armour?
Nike.
Dream car?
Ford Raptor.
Ice cream flavor?
Vanilla.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Favorite childhood memory?
My first football game.
Awesome. Favorite TV series?
The Walking Dead.
Ooh. Favorite movie?
Armageddon.
Okay. Favorite player, professional player?
Kobe Bryant.
Favorite holiday?
Christmas.
If you could see one person or band in concert right now, who would it be?
I would love to see Kendrick Lamar.
Favorite candy bar?
Skittles.
And lastly, hidden talent?
hidden talent, I am a wonderful cook.
Awesome. Very cool. Okay. So thanks for doing that with us. That was rapid fire. My last question for you, Andrew, is do you have any words of advice for, you know, young athletes aspiring to make it at the D1 level and go even further than that?
Yeah. So my biggest word of advice would be, you know, trust the people that care about you, trust the process. And when people say academics is very important, they're not kidding. Academics makes everything easier, so do the very best you can in school. And, you know, everyone's going to have that moment in your life that will flip a switch, and you're soon going to realize kind of what you want to do. And all I would say about that is, you know, find your opportunity, work your absolute hardest, grind like you never grinded before, because sometimes you only get opportunity once, and, you know, once is all you need, because if you prepared, you know, you're going to be golden.
Incredible advice. I want to give a big thanks to MGA Sports Agency for setting this interview up. And lastly, do you have any shout outs that you'd like to give to family members, friends, you know, people around you?
I'd like to give a shout out to my mom, Shelly Kirkland. She's the best. Love you, Mom.
Awesome. Okay, so Andrew, thank you once again for being on. I wish you the very, very best of luck in your future, and go Huskies.
Go Huskies. Thank you for having me today.